We are joined by the head basketball coach at Utah State. He's in his second season as Aggies head coach. He was named the Conference Coach of the Year four times, led Utah State to a share of the Mountain West regular season title and a conference tournament title last year, led them to the tournament title once again this year. He is the pride of Marshall County, Minnesota. He is Craig Smith. Craig, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Man, I'm so fired up to be on the jungle again. You got to forgive me, my voice. It's a bit of a train wreck right now. You can tell it's March Madness, but you know, we just won an exhilarating game in the conference tournament championship. But the most exciting news of that day was that when I found out I was going to be in the jungle on Monday afternoon. So I'm pumped.
My man, you sound amazing. Craig, you sound great. Way to play through it. Now, you and I spoke earlier in the season, and I enjoyed that conversation so much, I wanted to make sure that we spoke again today. But take me back to before Saturday's Mountain West Championship game against San Diego State. You know how tough the Aztecs are. So what was your message to your team before that game?
Well, they're loaded, and they're the number four defensive team in the country. They can really, really score. You know, we knew what we were made out of. You know, we're the defending champs. And like we told the guys, the title still goes through Utah State. And we're the defending champs, and we got a lot of pride in our program. And I know a lot of people were counting us out, but our guys never believed the noise. And so they were fired up for the opportunity. And we just felt like it was two heavyweights going at it. And we just had to keep it close to the last 2-3 minutes, and then we had to find a way to win in the end. And our guys had a great look to them and great pride to them. And obviously we're led by a heck of a player, and we put the ball in his hands, and he found a way to make that three, and the rest is history.
You know, I'm going to ask you about that. We're talking to Utah State head coach Craig Smith. All right, so in the second half, you keep battling and grinding, and then with 39 seconds left, the player you're talking about is Sam Merrill. He ties the game with a free throw. Then he has the ball in his hands with the clock running down late. He pulls up for a deep three. He knocks it down with 2.5 seconds left. What kind of emotions were running through you as you watched that play unfold?
Well, it was an iconic moment, quite frankly, and what a thrilling game. And we couldn't score. He missed so many wide open shots in the first half. And I mean, clean, good looks that he rarely misses, but he never hung his head. He never wondered like, what is going on? Just stuck with it. And, like I said earlier, they're number 14 defensive team in the country. And we were able to score 48 points on them in the last 22 minutes. But there was no doubt. I actually had a dream that was going to happen. And we're not a big, like, ISO basketball team. We're number 10 in the country in assists this year. Last year, we were number 6 in the country. So we're really a share of the ball, move the ball type of team. But he just had that look. You know, he's an incredible player. And we had run 1-4 flat 8 times in 3 games going into that. And we had scored, 15 points. So almost 2 points of possession. So there was never a doubt. Sometimes coaches can overthink it. Let's get the ball in the best player's hands, and he'll find a way to win that game. And so Phil Jackson was an amazing coach, and I'm not trying to compare myself to him. But he had Michael Jordan and Kobe, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. Get those guys the ball, and they'll find a way to win that game. And when Sam drilled it, it was just kind of one of those moments that, you know, great things happen to great people, and Sam's a phenomenal person, and now we're dancing.
Craig Smith, now they're dancing. Utah State head basketball coach. You know, one follow-up on that. I mean, you got fired up, and then you got a little bit emotional as you talked about him, and you ended it by saying, quote, he's just everything that a college athlete's all about. Craig, you mentioned you want to find a way as a coach to get the ball into the hands of a great player, but he's more than just a great player, right? Like, what does he mean to you, and what's he mean to your program?
Well, he's a legend, certainly, and he grew up at Aggie. He grew up very, very close to here. He grew up coming to Utah State basketball games, and we celebrated our 50th year in the Spectrum, and he was a little kid sitting in those stands watching all these former Aggies play and watching guys cut down the nets, and that was his dream. And now he's become, you know, hopefully whatever 3- and 4- and 5-year-old young boy wants to become, and the things that he has been able to do certainly changed our program's course, but also so many, hopefully, young lives, you know, growing up and aspiring to be like him. And he's always helping out in the community. He's a tremendous student. He just does everything the right way, treats people with great respect. If he says he's going to do something, he does it. He's accountable. And he's a guy, like, every single day, and I would say this about our team, but every day I can't wait to get to the gym to go to practice. I can't wait to watch film with our guys. And when your best player has the mentality and shows up every day, and that's not coaches speak, like, the dude's there every day ready to go, and he hates losing. And in our program, when we when a team loses in practice, they run sprints, and he hates running sprints. But when he does, he wins that sprint every time. And he's not the fastest or the most athletic, although he's more athletic than people realize, but he just wills himself. And to me personally, he's been incredible. When I got hired 2 years ago, he could have went anywhere in the country, and he stuck to it. He believed in us, and his whole goal, what everybody told me before I got hired, is all Sam cares about is winning. Doesn't care about his stats, doesn't care about any of the peripheral. He's not crazy on Twitter. He just wants to win. And he's certainly been the catalyst to get us to back-to-back championships and back-to-back NCAA tournaments. And now we want to go there and win in the NCAA tournament.
Utah State head coach Craig Smith fighting through it, joining us for a few more moments. Gets to go dancing once again. That's so big right there, right? I mean, going to the tourney and getting to dance is great. But once you're there, you want to win. Merrill said after the game, Craig, that the school has not won a game in the NCAA tournament since 2001. A lot of coaches talk about how the NCAA tournament is something of a crapshoot. But at the same time, how eager are you not just to be there, but to get that win and hopefully more?
Our guys are so pumped to get back there and win when we get there. And we said that right away from the get-go when we got hired. We're going to get to the NCAA tournament and win when we get there. And we did some amazing things last year. Highest seed in tournament history as an 8 seed, won 28 games, third most in the history of Utah State. But our guys had a super bitter taste in their mouth at the end of last season because of the way it ended in a tough loss to Washington. And so our guys have been thinking on this and stewing on it for a year now. And so we're super pumped. And obviously, it's a wide-open tournament this year. The only thing that's expected is the unexpected. So, you know, we got a chip and a chair, and we plan on making the best of this opportunity.
I love it. A chip and a chair. Really quickly, Craig, so if you didn't win the conference tournament, you'd have that kind of anxiety of whether or not you'd be in on Selection Sunday. But now you know you're in. You know you're set. How do you go about approaching this week?
Man, it's we've taken a few days off. And we're going to come out guns a-blazing in practice, man. Our goal, you know, Namish Keita is a big-time player. He didn't play half of our season. And so we've been saying all along, like, the sky's the limit. We just got to get better every week, every day. And I know it's a little cliche-ish, and a lot of times when teams get to this point in the year, you kind of are what you are. But when I look back at our season, I feel like the last 2 months we've truly gotten better every week. And I have no doubt in my mind we can really get better before the NCAA tournament starts in the next 10 days because Kate is finally 100% and his conditioning is great. And we're just continually finding new ways to win basketball games. And I think that's a sign of a team that has a chance to be great.
Hey, listen, really quickly, you should save your voice, except since you said that, the fact is you have gotten better. You go back to a stretch in early January. You were 1-4 in conference play. Could have been easy to let the season slip away, but you turned it around. How much of that was about getting healthy, and then how much of that was about something else?
Well, a huge part was healthy. We have tremendous chemistry. Our guys get along so well. In fact, I pulled Sam aside in early January. I was like, gosh, like I feel like our chemistry is impeccable. I feel like our guys get along great. And I said, am I missing something? He goes, Coach, oh, my gosh, our guys get along so well. And we had great chemistry last year, but Sam's like, Coach, we get along better this year than last year. And so we were so beat. And I'm not an excuse guy. I never like to bring stuff like that up, but – I mean, Merrill was playing on like 1.5 legs for probably 2/3 of our season. Kata, obviously, coming off a pretty serious injury. Justin Bean, his ankle was the size of a parachute. Like, he probably shouldn't have been playing. And not to mention a guy popping his shoulder out, a guy with a chronic back issue, another guy was, I go on and on. We couldn't even practice 5-on-5. And so we had to weather that storm. We had to get through it. We had a difficult setback against another team, but we came back in and said, we are not going to flinch. And I wish I could make that more emphatic, but my voice sucks right now. But we just thought, we are not going to flinch. We are going full steam ahead. This is a minor bump in the radar, and we are going to show everybody what Utah State basketball is all about. And our guys believe, man, we watched a video of the great late Jim Valvano. And towards the end of the video, he says, our bags are packed. Our bags are packed. And that became our theme. We will not flinch, and our bags are packed for the NCAA tournament. And our guys bought in, never flinched, and here we are today.
Don't you worry, my man. That was emphatic as can be. Craig Smith is the Utah State head basketball coach, second season there. He has been a conference coach of the year 4 times, led them to a share of the Mountain West regular season title and the conference tournament last year, and they are dancing once again. Craig, with that classic coach's voice, I know you're a little banged up. I so appreciate you playing through it. We had to get you back on. Can't wait to see where they send you, who you draw, and you know we'll be on top of that.
Awesome, man. I am so pumped to be on the jungle, and let's do it again soon.
Oh, we're going to do it again real soon. We're going to do it again real soon. Craig Smith, thank you very much. Coach Craig Smith, that's tremendous. Everybody was hyped. And, you know, in terms of the jungle, San Diego State's a very good jungle school. That's a really good team and a really good program.